It's been over 10 years since the human genome was first sequenced. It described the basic building blocks of human life. The problem is, we are still not really sure how to read many of the instructions. Researchers at the University of Cambridge have been trying to rectify this.
Hi, my name is Rafael Carrazza-Salas. I'm a research group leader at the University of Cambridge in the Department of Genetics.
Rafael and his group try to work out what genes do by deleting them and looking at the result.
Imagine one had a car, and one wants to find out which parts of the car are important for the brakes to function. If one were to disassemble the car and remove one component only and put the car back together and then accelerate towards a wall and then push on the brakes, probably for most components of that car, if we take out one by one and then reassemble the car, most of them will allow the brakes to function. But unfortunately, in some situations, the brakes will not function. And therefore, we've identified a component that's important for the brakes to function. It's the same thing with cells. If we want to ask the question, how do we identify which components of the genome are important to function properly in the cells, we can remove one gene at a time, and then in the resulting cells lacking that one gene at a time, assess their state and make a judgment call as to whether they're abnormal or not.
In Raphael's metaphor, the car is a yeast cell, and the brakes are microtubules, which are structures within the cell involved in movement. To find out more, we met Jonathan Lawson, a PhD student involved in the research, in a small room containing a large and loud microscope.
Microtubules are important in a variety of different things, so they organise the insides of cells. So cells aren't just an evenly mixed soup of different things. They have a lot of complex structures, and those structures can only function properly by being in the right place within the cell. And the microtubules act to help move things inside the cell and to hold them in the right place. But the main thing that people have always studied them for is they're a key driver of cell division.
If we understand these better, are there applications outside of just pure human curiosity?
All human cells form a microtubule-based structure called a primary cilium. And in recent years, we've learned that that's extremely important for how cells identify themselves, how they interact with things like the immune system, and how they create structures within the human body. Whenever you mess these up, and we know this from studying sort of clinical cases, you can end up with some quite widespread and severe illnesses and debilitations. In addition, there's a lot of cases in studies of cancer where it's been found that if you try and attack microtubules at the same time as you treat cancer with classical methods like chemotherapy and radiotherapy, you can reduce the dosage of the cancer treatment and still have the same efficacy, but with fewer side effects.
Jonathan then showed us the microscope in action. The whole thing looked like a giant white box. You could lift up a section of the box like a car bonnet to reveal two eyes, which were the microscope lenses. The machine then stuck out its mechanical tongue to bring in the plate of samples.
We have a computer interface that shows us the plate physically as it looked when we put it into the machine, and from that we can pick different parts of the plate to look at, and then by choosing what illumination we want to use to look at different parts of the cell, we can then start imaging individual fields of cells and have a look at what's in them.
The images were really quite spectacular. Jonathan compared the images to the night sky. With a black background, the cells shine brightly, just like stars. By using computers to analyse these images, the group have managed to further our understanding of the fundamental inner workings of cells.
There is this amazing link that no one's seen before between our genome that defines us and that causes major diseases like cancer, and these structures that we're interested in, microtubules. And that by better understanding microtubules through approaches like this, we can hopefully find a much more effective way of treating things like cancer.